Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been deceived by a lawyer or a doctor or an automobile salesman or an insurance agent or a preacher? When you finally awakened to the fact that you had been deceived, how did you feel about the person who deceived you? All forms of deception are troubling. But what about the person who deceives himself? Is it possible for us to do that? Paul urged the Corinthian Christians, "Let no man deceive himself." 1 Corinthians 3:18. Two comments on the Greek of the text must be made. The word deceive is an intensified form of the word deceive. It means to deceive thoroughly or completely. The tense of the verb suggests that some of the Corinthians were already deceiving themselves. So the admonition could read, "Let no man keep on deceiving himself." James uses similar language. "If any man among you seems to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is vain." James 1:26. If a person cannot fall from grace regardless of his behavior, what difference can it make if he is deceived either by himself or by someone else? But we know people can be deceived and can fall from grace. What else could Paul have had in mind when he wrote, "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression"? 1 Timothy 2:14. The author of Hebrews warned his readers, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Hebrews 3:12 and 13. In his outstanding set of Greek word studies, Word Pictures in the New Testament, Dr. A.T. Robertson comments on the idea of self-deception. "Excited partisans can easily excite themselves into a pious frenzy and hypnotize themselves with their own supposed devotion to truth." Volume 4, page 99. Does that account for some of the wild displays one witnesses during many religious programs on television? I'm aware that many of the speakers are deceiving their viewers and listeners. For example, when one prominent charismatic preacher admitted he had exaggerated some of his so-called miracles, he is deliberately deceiving those who listen to him. We deceive ourselves when we swallow hook, line, and sinker whatever some preacher or teacher says. We must not be gullible in any area, particularly in the area of religion. Paul spoke of some who did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. "For this cause God sent them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12. If we do not receive the love of the truth, we can easily be deceived and led into soul-condemning error. There is a very simple way we can guard against deceiving ourselves or being deceived by others. Luke provides the answer. "These," meaning the people in Berea, "were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so." Acts 17:11. The secret is searching the Scriptures daily to ascertain if what is being taught is true. For example, when you hear a preacher promoting the doctrine of salvation by grace alone through faith alone, search the Scripture to determine if he is teaching the truth. If he argues that baptism is not essential to salvation, examine the cases in the book of Acts to see if his teaching is in harmony with the facts. If every person would imitate the example of the Bereans, the division that reigns in the religious world would be obliterated. And you can rest assured that God expects us to search his word to know what we must do and what we must teach others. Thank you, and may God bless you.